time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
No. Bad Take Boulevard, one of the worst takes of the week, 713-780-ESPN. First one's from Ben Devine, Chicago Bear guy. He thought that...
Who the f*** is that guy?
Who knows anybody in Chicago?
Good point.
I talked to a Chicagoan today.
Who's that?
What's his name? Riley? Brendan Riley? I know his name. I'm just kidding. Brendan Riley?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ask if the station was back on the air?
It is. No. It oh, is. No.
It's back on the air.
Probably rude of me that I didn't. I talk to him once a year. I text him once a year.
About?
What, do you have a calendar reminder?
I can't tell you on the air.
Okay.
No, kind of, but not directly.
I thought it was like, is this like a Lions over-under kind of thing?
Kind of thing. Adjacent.
Oh, okay, I see.
What's your guess?
I'm not going to say.
No, you can say it. You can guess it.
You trying to get a read on the Lions for a bet?
No.
Another
that
team?
Is something I would do, though. I do ask people that follow teams about their players. We did talk a little bit about the Lions after the main. You know, we kept the main thing, and then we talked about the Lions.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, so Ben Devine said what?
That the Indiana deal was so good for the Bears that they were going to change their name to the Indiana Bears. And then the president of the Bears, CEO of the Bears, also that's not true. The NFL said it's already not true.
Is this guy just a farm engagement?
No, he apparently, yeah, he is. But apparently he got duped by a fake Big Cat over text and then tried to DM Big Cat to see if he was actually texting him, and Big Cat didn't respond. But then he ran with the story anyways.
He has zero feel.
Zero feel. Some like Big Cat is not going to like randomly text you and be like, hey.
Especially like you.
This is what's going
on. He was just breaking on his own.
Yes.
And Big Cat's, is he a newsbreaker?
No.
He sounds like a troublemaker is what he is.
Zero.
I don't listen to that show. I see their clips every now and then. I don't listen to any Barstool stuff.
I don't as much anymore.
Was the one like Kiss Her Daddy or something?
I'm
like Call Her Daddy?
Call Her Daddy.
Is that still on? Or is that
I don't know.
Or is that the breakaway
it's like
that was going to like set him up?
So she had that beef with Alex Earl.
Yeah.
That was a big thing.
She still does it. Like, Alex Cooper still does a podcast.
But she broke up with Barstool.
Yeah.
Alex Cooper the one that was going to, like, set up Portnoy?
That story just came out. In his book, that he was going to, that apparently Call Her Daddy was going to accuse Barstool of sexual harassment to get out of their contract.
Yeah.
And then Dave Portnoy got wind of it, found out the girls didn't like each other, so he offered Alex Cooper the bag by herself, and she took it.
Oh, wow.
So, good business move there, I guess.
I'm surprised you're not more into Barstool with all the, like, summer house type stuff they do. They do those,
that's
like,
just not
spring
where
bake
I go
houses
to.
And
I
all
mean,
those
I
things.
I don't consume Bravo after the show. This is very much, okay, my wife wants to watch this. I'll watch it with her, and we'll chat about it. I don't go out of my way to listen to breakdowns on what happened on the Summer House reunion.
Like, I watched, like, Barstool Surviving, their version of Surviving Barstool, or a Survivor. I'm watching that right now. I'll watch some part of my take, but it's kind of like Joe Rogan, where I look at the length of the podcast, and I'm just like,
it's too daunting.
It's so long.
TLDR.
Dude, there's so much. Barstool has so much content.
Yeah. I like the content that they do away from, like, the normal... like radio show element.
Yeah, like the just like the different stuff.
Yeah, the different stuff I think is super smart.
Yeah.
But it's more like clipsy. I'm not going to sit down and watch 10 minutes. If it's more than 3 minutes, I'm not watching. If it's more than a minute and a half, I'm not watching, actually. Steve Stone. We'll keep it in Chicago. Steve Stone, who's the Chicago White Sox analyst, he's been analyzing baseball for years.
Long time.
Decades. I remember watching him on WGN as a child. But Steve Stone now works for the Chicago White Sox, and he was ripping Stephen Kwan for changing his approach at the plate.
Doesn't do himself any favors when he's trying to hit home runs, because maybe in a huge year he'd have 10. That's not enough to take 30, 40 points off your batting average, which is something that will happen when you're not a power hitter but trying to act like one.
As Kwan turns on this one, will it stay fair?
Yes, the pole.
You hear Stone say yes.
You got to acknowledge. Like,
did you hear the yes?
Yes.
Yeah. The yes cracks me up.
That's
will it stay fair?
Part.
Yes.
He got dropping a whoops.
He probably did. I mean, that was a clip.
Yeah.
He's getting out of the way of the TV guy making the call.
He's been doing TV since 1982.
To defend Steve Stone here, which obviously you make the list, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Stephen Kwan has only hit two homers on
You just made the list!
It's the best baseball timing ever.
And his numbers are way down over the last couple of years. Although, I did look up his month-by-month today. Mm-hmm. He's been on a tear lately. Tear.
Well, they're backing it, right?
He's been on a tear, Stephen Kwan. Stephen Kwan, let's just go. You want to go month by month or you want to go second half?
Let's go second half.
Second half, he's hitting 400 with a 954 OPS.
Ooh.
105 plate appearances.
Wow.
If you go month by month and just OPS plus, 70 in April, March, 67 in May, 50 in June, 181 in July, 150 in August.
Wow.
The last 2 months, he's been one of the best offensive players in baseball.
That's crazy.
I know. But maybe he changed his approach back to not trying to hit home runs. And this was just one he ran into.
That's one guy I would have loved for the Astros.
I know. I know.
Doing especially perfect.
Like, yeah. I mean, I don't think the guards are like really interested in trading him. Jeff Paston, this one's an oldie but a goodie. Jeff Paston said this like July 2nd is whenever he said this about the New York Yankees.
The American League standings. They just kind of anger me.
It should. This was me earlier this week. I was like frustrated.
Somebody show, not just show life, but show enough where it's like the Yankees are at least going to have a series. Provided Aaron Judge comes back healthy, but also maybe even if he doesn't, the Yankees are just so much better than everyone else in the
Yeah, so much better than everybody else. They have faded in the American League East, where they're now just 6.5 games back of the Tampa Bay Rays. They're closer to third place than they are first, Paston.
You just made the list!
I can't wait till they get eliminated from the American League playoffs so I can sing.
He's got such a punchable... What's more punchable, his face or his voice?
Ty.
Yeah. I think it's the voice for me, though.
I lean
He needs
voice.
A haircut, too.
Yeah.
You lean voice?
Yeah, voice is more punchable than face.
His voice is pretty bad.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty bad voice.
I hope the Red Sox knock them out.
I don't care who knocks them out. I just can't wait for it to happen because I got the GIF ready to go. Brandon, who's your favorite below deck captain? Love Captain Lee, but Captain Sandy is a... Ha 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 ha. I don't think she's into that.
Almost got you.
I don't know. Anyway, I read it before. Okay. I don't think she's into that, though. I think she plays for the other team. Captain Lee's awesome. I don't watch Below Deck really anymore. That's just been one that doesn't make the list anymore. It's just Summer House and Southern Charm.
Okay.
In the Valley.
Dana was watching the Valley reunion last night.
Same. Did you see Danny?
I didn't watch.
Danny looks like a child on that big old couch.
I'm playing college football. She's watching the Valley. Good, it's a good combo.
Yeah, those are the only ones.
No.
Those are the only ones I watch nowadays. Are those three? I'm pretty picky when it comes to my TV viewing.
Can you say that and watch Summer House?
You've never watched Summer House.
I know. I'm
asking. How would you know if it's good or not?
I'm asking a question.
I think you'd be hooked.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Would you say Summer House?
Yeah.
I mean, that had a big scandal recently. That's when Amanda was hooking up with Wes Wilson, former football player.
Who do you play for?
South Dakota State. Mm. I think he played special teams. Bill Barnwell's texting in. I love Bravo, if you know what I mean. I don't know what you mean, Bill. I have no idea.
Are those rumors out there for Bill Barnwell?
I think so. We were.
I guess we kind of intimated yesterday.
We said Barnwell lacked a little bit of machismo.
Yeah.
I think is the best way to say it. Yeah. All right, Peter Lambert's pitching tonight, going up against Seattle. How do you feel about the workload of Peter Lambert? Are these innings that Lambert's been throwing all year, it's starting to be a bit much? How should the Astros approach such? 713-780-ESPN, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. Kids are back in school. Yes, they're back in school. If they're not back in school yet, they're going to be back in school very, very soon. But that's all right. What do you want them to do after school? Do you want them to come home and lay around on the couch, play on their tablets, play on their video games? If you let them play on their video games now, they're going to be playing with video games into their 30s and their 40s. And you don't want that. That's why you need a goal from Pro dunks. They could be outside. They could be active. They could be in the driveway shooting some hoops when they get home from school. And Pro Dunk's been making the highest quality basketball goals ever. They've been doing it since 1984. They know it like the back of their hand. Tempered glass backboard. It's got a stainless steel hardware, which is awesome. Rust proof. That's must have in Houston. Height adjustable as well. Anywhere from 5 feet to 10 feet. Easy to do. Also, they got the patent pending lightning adjust system where you can raise or lower the hoop from 5 to 10 feet in under 10 seconds using a drill. It's easy to do. And if you're listening to us and you get in touch with ProDunk.com, 281-351-9822, and you mention ESPN, you're going to get the lightning adjust feature for free. So this is the time to do it. That's $249. We're giving you $249 value, 281-351-9822, ProDunk.com. Mention ESPN when you order your goal from ProDunk. You're getting the lightning adjust feature free. All the goals, in-ground adjustable, portable, wall mount, roof mount, they can do it all. They got LED light kits, backstop nets, pole pad lettering, and they can also install the goal so you don't have to. The pros at ProDunk will install that goal, perfect height, perfectly straight. You're going to love it. So give them a call. Mention ESPN. You're getting the lightning adjust feature for free. 281-351-9822, 281-351-9822, or visit them online at ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Just when I thought I got in the fall in love with Tennessee, I should have known better than to take him back to Abilene.
This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. He's the last real good guy. Big bad boy, Brian's the brain. 713-780-ESPN. Junkie says that not everyone can be manly men like you guys. That's true. It's a hard job. Somebody got to do it. Peter K, I think Branham played special teams. I played quarterback and receiver in college. I play special teams.
Wait, in college?
Yeah, they didn't have special teams in intramurals, so. watch Running Point. Very good watch and extremely funny. I tried to watch Running Point. I got 10 minutes into it, and I vowed to never turn that terrible television show on again. In fact, Joe, throw 0315. We need to get an
you
injection. Do not recommend Running Point to menly men like us.
Oh, this is the Lakers show, right?
It's like a knockoff team.
Yeah.
Terrible. It's on Netflix,
oh, it's
I believe.
Netflix, okay.
So bad.
Yeah, I did not like it.
How much did you watch?
We watched the whole season.
The whole season? Who's we?
Dana kind of likes it.
Oh.
She kind of want to watch season two.
Oh, let her.
I'm pushing it off.
There you go. You can watch it.
Like, I don't. Is that our first ejection this week?
No, we've had a couple.
We
threw out a couple with AJ.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Brian, whenever you're not here the whole week, how would you know?
I was asking the question.
That's true. You got Apple TV. You should be watching a lot of shows.
Yeah, I have Apple TV again.
You should be watching Ted Lasso. You should be watching The Stick.
Yeah.
You should be watching, what's it called? The one with that one guy where he's on a movie set. He's like he runs a movie company.
Yeah, I'm doing something.
What's his name?
You're going to make fun of me.
You need to watch.
Isn't that John Hamm show on Apple?
Friends and Neighbors is good. Yeah. We've finished that season. You need to watch The Morning Show. Mm-hmm. You need to watch Severance.
So. There's a big Marvel movie coming out in December.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Doomsday.
Doomsday. So I've decided I'm watching the entire catalog before it comes out.
The entire catalog.
Joe, there's over 20.
Including, like, all the Spider-Mans and X-Men's and Loki and all the Deadpools. It's 49 movies and TV shows.
Joe, you know I'm a fan, too. There's no need for that.
I just want to do it. I'll see if I can do it.
You don't need to watch anything before...
It's football season.
You don't need to watch anything before Endgame. It doesn't tie in at all.
I know. I just want to watch them all.
You should watch football.
I'm going to watch football.
You should watch every football
game. What are you taking time away from to watch 49 movies?
All 22 viewing?
I don't know.
You're not going to be able to posture like me.
I don't know. I don't want to posture like you.
You should posture. We could sit here and break down right guard play. Who doesn't want that?
People are clamoring for it.
Which three tech hit the B gap the best? That's why people listen to us. They want to hear three techs hitting the B gap.
He's really good at...
reading the holes and penetrating through them.
They want to get that information.
That's me breaking down football like nobody else can.
I don't want to watch it. I want to get those bad whistles from Brian.
You're going to be watching X-Men and whatever comics.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get through them all before December.
I don't support this show, even as a fellow nerd.
I'm going to try.
Don't watch anything before in-game.
I'm going to try to get it all.
Nah.
This is on Apple?
No, they're on Disney Plus.
Does your wife watch these with you?
Nope.
Oh, really? See,
when do y'all spend time with one another?
I watch it after she goes to bed.
What do y'all do together?
Just depends.
You know what he's sacrificing, Jeremy? His lie yesterday that he gets 8 hours of sleep.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't get 8 hours.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I didn't have to get up this morning, so.
So whenever you're at home and she's at home, what are y'all doing?
Just kind of chilling out, watching whatever. If we have a show we're watching, we'll watch that.
Like the news or what?
No, like we're about to.
They're not 80.
We got to watch Lincoln Lawyer. Got to get caught up on that. That's our next show.
That's the one with Matthew McConaughey?
No, there's a TV show.
Well, that was the movie. Yeah, there's a TV show.
It's really good, actually, I think, the TV show.
Okay.
So it just depends on what time of the year it is.
All right. You do you, boo.
We'll see if I can do it.
So Peter Lambert, he's pitching tonight. Innings have been racking up for Peter Lambert because Peter Lambert's not a guy who's racked up a bunch of, you know, big league innings because Peter Lambert hadn't been in the big leagues that much. But he's having a good year, 3.09 ERA. Tonight will be his 21st start. He's up to 113 innings on the year, Joe. Mm-hmm. Are you worried about the workload of one Peter Lambert?
Yeah, so Chandler put out this article.
Here we go.
It was a good read.
If he wrote it, it must be good.
No, it was an interesting read.
The studio is Seth Rogen. That's what it is.
He threw 142 innings in 2018. Hasn't gone more than 100 since. I didn't just even consider it of like his workload.
He went 116 in Japan.
He didn't write that.
Actually went 124 in Japan.
So he's still going to pass it by a lot.
So he ignored that? Some journalist.
He's thrown 100 twice the last 2 years in Japan. It's just now, it is interesting. Like, typically, if a player has been that limited, you'd be wondering about their innings limit and if they're going to cap them at five in a start or anything like that. We're seeing that happen for some reason with Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh.
His velo's gone down.
I know. He threw 65 pitches the other day.
He was topping out like a 94.
Yeah. So like
I think they were worried about his arm.
Which I would get. So I just was wondering, like, if we should be considering this with Lambert. But it becomes a problem because then you're also having this huge question with who all the other starters are. Besides Wisniewski, Brown, and Lambert, who are the other guys? So how can you protect Peter Lambert? I think it is something they have to watch because he is going to be so valuable. And this team has a chance to make a run.
Hot take, I think they've kind of been watching it.
You think so already?
I think they've kind of been watching it. If you go to, just look at his July starts. His first start in July, 5 2/3, 90 pitches. Second start, 6 innings, 107 pitches. His third start, 6 innings, 104 pitches. Since then, 89 pitches in 6 innings, 90 pitches in 5 innings, 83 pitches in 5 2/3, and then 97 in 5. So, like, they haven't let him touch 100 in his last 4 starts.
Which is kind of normal with baseball now.
Well, I mean,
they let him go far.
He went 100 pitches in 3 of 4 starts. He's thrown 100 pitches in 5 starts this year, and some of those were at the start of the year. I mean, he hasn't thrown 100 pitches in a start in the last 4 starts, and the innings have been like an inning shorter each time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're cognizant of it. I think you should be worried with it. I think you should always be worried about it. The Astros are in a pennant race, so that's something you have to consider.
Yeah.
They do have a lead, not a comfortable lead, I wouldn't say. I think that you need to be aware of it. I think he should probably be around a 90-pitch guy instead of a 100-pitch guy, but I think they've done it.
Yeah, I just – you think – so 90 pitches is okay for you?
I mean, to me, it's feel, right?
Yeah.
You're not – it's just like 90 pitches, okay, we're taking you out at that moment. Like maybe it's 95 pitches because he can get through an inning.
Yeah.
Maybe he finishes the previous inning at 84 pitches, okay, this is a natural time to take him out. So to me, it's never a fast 90 pitches and you're out. It's –
yeah, it's all,
ballpark
it's all,
90 pitches, we're going to play it by feel, as opposed to ballpark 100 pitches, we're going to play it by feel.
Yeah, because it's normally I think it's just like it's not a big deal, but because you have other starters, you just don't have guys you can rely on. So if you're going to drop it to like 80, I don't think they can afford
that. No, they can't afford that.
And that might be where they want to be. And honestly, that might be the best plan for at least a small chunk of the season.
Maybe
that's September.
Or maybe you could get away with it in a game. Like maybe he's through 5 innings, he's 80 pitches, and you're winning 9-2.
You take him out.
That's a spot where you could afford to take him out.
Feel.
Yeah, or if he gets hit hard early, we don't want to see this. We're okay, let's get him out after 30. You know, something that's where the feel comes into play. We're monitoring the workload while also trying to win games, and we don't have a hard number.
Yeah.
Like ballpark 90, but we're going to be super safe. And if we have an opportunity to, like, you know, 50, 60 pitches in a start, all right, we're going
to
do that.
Yeah, just to play, be precautious, keep an eye on it.
But I actually think they have been. He threw 100 or more pitches in 3 or 4 starts, and since then he's won 89, 90, 83, 97. And it's not like he's been rocked in any of these games.
Yeah, he's been solid.
So I think that they've actually have already done it.
That makes sense. I think it's the right decision overall to do that.
I do too.
And then just, you know, again, maybe you can go a little more extreme with it, even if you wanted to in September, once your roster expands, and you can add a guy to it, or, I don't know, somehow any of these other pitchers contribute to the roster. Maybe you can also be even more precautious with it, so that way when you get back to the postseason he can be a 100 pitch guy, because you're gonna need him to be.
Yeah, or maybe like the last start or two in September if you're like in the race, if you haven't already clinched, if you know, hopefully you're in the race. Junkie, I'm also watching the entire Marvel catalog, mainly because my youngest daughter has not seen all the movies. That's cool, you and your daughter are doing it together. Are you doing it with
no, he's not old enough.
Oh, Tom Hardy, Mobland.
Very good. Mobland was good.
Mobland,
I don't know if season 2's come out yet.
I haven't seen it. Junkie, over under 94 pitches for Lambert tonight. Is that the prop? Is Lambert at 94 pitches? I like the under there.
I'll take the under. Because of what we're talking about here. I'll take the under.
I'm going to go see if I can play this on my account whenever we take a break. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Mailbag Monday on a Friday. What are your questions for Jeremy and Joe? 713-780-ESPN. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Mail call!
Mailbag with Jeremy and Joe.
You've got mail.
What's your question for Jeremy and Joe on a Mailbag Monday on a Friday? 713-780-3776.
If you're texting about your listener party tickets, you'll get them tonight.
Texter Bo, why didn't the Texans bring in a fourth quarterback for camp this year? Is this something now that all teams are doing because there's only 3 preseason games?
I think it's got to vary based on team.
Yeah. I don't fault them for not having a fourth quarterback.
No, it's fine. I mean, you got to have, I think, like, we're probably going to see here in the next 48 hours, you got to have a guy in mind.
Well, they'll sign somebody soon.
Yeah.
They have a list. They have a list of guys they're ready to sign in case there's injury. They're prepared.
Yeah, they'll have someone for Tuesday for the Raiders practice.
I think they practice tomorrow.
They probably do. It's just not as urgent. Like, I feel like Tuesday is like the day, like, you gotta have someone in the building.
I mean, CJ's you would not... like him to low some plays.
That's true. That's also true.
Like, you don't want to, here you go, Max Crosby. Here's a quarterback that has no idea what
maybe
we're
they
doing.
Could just, like, borrow Kirk Cousins for a couple
seconds. That's a great point.
Like in pickup baseball, all-time and give us a ninth.
Yeah. All-time quarterback Kirk Cousins.
You would love that, too, in his flannel. 713-780-3776. Questions for Jeremy and Joe. What's your favorite band of all time? Mine's Selena y Los Dinos.
Mine's Green Day.
Probably Zac Brown.
Oh, Toes in the Water?
Yeah.
Butt in the Sand?
It's that or the Beatles.
So, Zac Brown, he was on the Celebrity Family Feud.
How'd really?
Yeah, they made it to the final round. I don't remember if they got the 20K, but they won the head-to-head part.
Did you like the...
Barstool got killed.
Yeah, they got shut out.
By Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, they got shut out.
And his family.
Shut out?
Yeah.
Well, the Flags are very smart.
Apparently.
Did you like the psychedelic era?
The Beatles? Some.
I like Queen.
I like Queen.
With Freddie Mercury, not with Peter Lambert.
Yeah.
Adam Lambert.
Peter Lambert's pitching for the Astros tonight.
Put that for Junkie of the Day.
That's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's not, but still funny.
It's not May Day.
No, it's not May Day. It's not a day at the beach. Is that the day they went to the beach?
Who's getting the limited reps behind Mills? We don't know yet. My guess is going to be Seth Hennigan.
Or my Jake guess Hainer. Is irrelevant.
Why is it irrelevant?
Because if the guy's in, it doesn't matter.
That's a boring answer.
Well, it's true, though. Like, it does. I mean, any guy off the street, it does not matter. If that
sure,
person
but
has
that's
to,
not the question.
I'll go.
It's irrelevant.
That's just a slap in the face of Mailbag Monday on a Friday.
Nick Caserio.
I did see him throw a pass once.
Yeah.
I did see that in a video. I think it was on NFL Network. They were interviewing D'Amico, and you could see in the background Nick Caserio throwing a pass. Form's all right. What is your go-to cologne? Cool Water.
don't use it.
I don't use cologne because I give off such a pleasant scent.
I just don't use cologne.
I don't use cologne at all.
I have a cologne that my wife bought me that I wear on special occasions, but I don't remember what it's called.
I also have that, so we'll go out for dinner for like her birthday.
Yeah, I don't
next
remember
week,
what it was.
And I'll wear it then. That's it.
I don't think I've worn cologne since my early 20s.
We can tell. Highest bowling game.
Two. It's like in the
twos. It's in the twos?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like low. I think it's like 225.
You said that like I'm supposed to know.
I don't remember. It's been such a long time. I used to bowl all. I used to be in bowling leagues. I was a nerd.
I took a bowling class at San Jack Community College.
Being in bowling leagues is by far not even close to the nerdiest
thing
you do.
It was pre. It's in the age group in which it's nerdy.
Oh.
I would say. Before you could drink when I was in bowling leagues.
Oh, is this high school?
Middle school, high school, all of it.
So you're going in there for like exercise?
We were in like league. No, yeah. Exercise. Leagues. Like Saturday
some
morning.
Some dude's
league.
Eating this fourth hot dog.
I've never gotten to 200. I think the high, I can't remember exactly, but I think I was low 180s. I want to say like 182, 183.
180s, I think my highest. Yeah. Too.
I'm not very good.
Outside of that, it's like 170.
Oh, really? Yeah. So it was like a once in a lifetime?
Yes.
Like it was just, like you could see like just calculations.
It was spinning the right way.
You could see the angles.
Yeah.
But, you spin yours?
Yeah. I still have a ball.
I can't spin it.
Mommy's wrist sounds like it's because I have mommy's wrist. I do not want to bowl.
I got in a groove when I was taking that class in college, and I could like just straight on.
Took a bowling class.
It was a PE credit at San Jack. I also took a softball awesome. One.
Junkie, but, can you guys? I actually took golf once in college.
Did you?
Yeah, I took golf. Can you guys be nationwide syndication? Truck driver here would love to hear you from another state. Here's how you do it. You can visit us online, ESPN975.com. There's the app.
Mm-hmm. ESPN Houston on the App
ESPN
Store.
ESPN Houston. Download ESPN Houston on the App Store, truck driver. Appreciate what you do. Junkie says Case Keenum coming back. So many people forget that Case Keenum's employed by the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, you can't have him.
Pearl Jam. No one asked you your favorite band. They asked us our favorite band. Peter Kay, that goes for you too. Where's Case Keenum? Chicago. People are sending us their favorite bands. No one asked you. You're the listener. We're the talent. Money being same, best pitcher or hitter ever? I think the best hitter is Barry Bonds.
Yes.
The best pitcher I saw was, I mean, Prime Pedro was awesome.
That's my answer.
Prime Pedro was awesome. But there's probably, you could probably go back in like the 80s and, you know, Bob Gibson had his moments. Nolan Ryan never won a Cy Young, but had his moments.
Pedro's a good answer.
Sandy.
Randy Maddox would be another one
Maddox
I might say.
Maddox was awesome. Randy was awesome. Gary Cole of the Astros was awesome.
He was.
Bowling
although
is not
he didn't
a sport.
Win a Cy Young.
It's a hobby. And he's set runner up. My highest bowling game is Tuesday. No one's asking you all the questions. Joe's flexing with his own ball. Will there be any games or contests for the listener party? I'll be attending flex.
Tomorrow in the bullpen.
No, he's asking, will there be games?
No,
Brian struggles listening.
Oh, at the game.
He's just so eager to talk.
I know.
That sometimes he doesn't listen.
We have a game in mind. We're waiting to see if we can get it approved.
What, we getting legal involved?
I think we're throwing balls.
We have to see if St. Arnold's going to let us throw a football at Lexi's head.
Yeah.
Oh, like that Sam Houston video?
Yes.
Ugh.
Dream vehicle.
I don't like that for Lexi.
She's it's her idea.
Oh, it's her. All right.
Yeah, she might have been peer pressured. A dream vehicle.
I don't have one. I don't really care.
I
mean, I'd like a Lamborghini, but I'm just going to get a ticket.
Good. I'm good with a good old pickup truck. Although I would like, here's what I would do though. I would like to have a pickup truck and a Tesla. I'd like to have both.
Oh, so you can save some money and then lose a bunch of money on your gas?
Sure.
Even it out.
But if you have the money, you're not really worried
about
that.
That's true.
I forget what model is, but that flat nose Ford, those old ones, I like those.
Oh, those are pretty cool. Like an old timey one.
Ford Bronco.
Somebody said, he said, do you want to be the best pitcher or best hitter ever?
Best hitter.
I'd rather be the hitter. Play every day. Wouldn't be bored in the dugout.
Still might get Tommy John if I'm the best pitcher.
Bryce Harper had Tommy John.
Yeah,
he still played.
Will Joe's ball be at the party?
No.
What is your ball?
My bowling ball?
Oh, his bowling ball.
Oh, your bowling ball.
You never know when there's a game, Joe. You got to keep it in the trunk of your car.
My grandpa used to tell me that with golf. He said you never know when somebody's going to invite you to golf, so you always have to be ready to go.
He would
drive around with his clubs in his trunk.
He used to carry around a softball bat for the same reason.
What?
Yeah,
no, you didn't. You were scared somebody was going to carjack you.
No. At Deer Park? No. Like,
you play a lot of pickup softball?
Well, my friends will call, hey, you want to go do a home run derby at the park on, you know, down Center Street? Like, yeah, sure, cool.
What?
Yeah. There's like parks where the kids play,
okay, cool.
Like baseball. And we would go sometimes if you're bored on a Saturday, go like do a home run derby at those little kid parks.
That's funny.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I was probably 18, 19.
Okay.
So you just kept it in your trunk.
Yeah. Got to be ready.
Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Mailbag Monday on a Friday, 713-780-3776. Pena, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's your question?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So my question for y'all is, who on the 97.5 talent and producers can last the longest against a brown bear? Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Last the longest against a brown bear.
Full time?
Is the brown bear the one where you're supposed to just, like, stay still?
I think the brown bear's the one that will kill you.
The polar bear's the most dangerous.
Yeah, I think the black bear's the one that's scared of you if you, like, try to act big and scare it off. And the brown bear, I think, is the one, like you said, you have to, like, try to play dead against.
So he asked us about the brown one?
Yeah.
So the one that we play dead?
Yeah, I think so. Who can play dead the best? I don't know.
I mean, I'm the closest in color.
I mean, Granado,
I'm gonna give me the vote.
Granado's darker tan than you.
Yeah, Granado's darker.
Yeah, his is fake. He's on the golf course. I guess that's not fake. He's just in the sun.
He earned it.
It's gonna have to be somebody that's quiet and stays still, right?
Yeah. Dell.
Dell.
Why?
He doesn't talk to anyone.
He doesn't talk. Yeah.
People don't talk to me.
That's true. One person doesn't talk to
him. Yeah, but the bear's going to look, he's like, that guy's a turd, I'm taking him out.
I'm kind of jittery, because I got ADHD, and I bounce my leg around a lot.
Yeah, you're going to die.
So, like, I probably wouldn't make it.
I'm going to go Dell.
Dell's pretty low energy.
Yeah, I'll go Dell.
Yeah, that's probably a good answer. 713-780-ESPN. Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
No.
No.
I do on occasion. Actually, most of the time.
Is this a stacking thing?
Probably. Yeah, I brush my teeth in the shower most of the time. It depends. Like, at night, I don't. But in the morning, or whenever I'm getting ready for work, I will.
What is the why? What is it? Why?
I don't know. I think it is stacking. Okay. Do two things at once.
You got like a little mirror in there?
But that's not the only time I brush my teeth. No, you don't need a mirror to brush your teeth.
It can't hurt.
What do you need a mirror for?
I struggle with depth perception, so maybe it's just me that eats. Why is that so funny?
It's your mouth. You don't know where the toothbrush is going?
Ryan's got no feel.
I struggle with depth perception.
It's not depth perception, it's feel.
Ah.
Depth perception, you need eyes.
I feel like I haven't used a mirror since I was like 12.
The mirror might hurt you if you have depth perception issues.
Nah, disagree. Right?
Yeah.
Depth perception is vision.
I feel like I can go faster if I'm seeing where I'm going.
What?
Like, I can brush more vigorously.
That's the same, no matter what.
I feel like I'm right on this.
No. Definitely not.
Maybe I'm not from your reaction. I thought I was in the right
if here. It's brown, lie down. If it's black, fight back. If it's white, good night. That's what I was thinking of. Okay. I could remember it. Which of you is more likely to fall asleep while playing dead? Brian.
Mitch.
Yeah.
He said, well, I think he meant us, but whatever.
I would fall asleep.
VMAC used to play with shaved softball bats.
Shaved?
So you don't know what that is?
No.
That's how I know you're a casual softball player. So a lot of the top softball teams will illegally shave their bat to get more pop.
Oh. No, I've never heard of that.
Do you pee in the shower?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think everybody scientifically has to, right?
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's
like
true
whenever
either.
You get wet, you have to pee or something?
No, I don't think that's true.
Actually, you might be pooping.
I think you made that
I think
up.
Whenever you poop, you have to pee.
But I do.
Right, I think that's true on the last part, though.
Is it?
I think every time you poop, you have to pee a little bit. I think that's scientifically
true. I think
that
matches up for me, yeah.
I think I've read that somewhere. You brush your teeth in the shower? Yeah, we said yeah.
Oh, you do. Joe and I don't.
No, we don't.
So on Center Street now, dear class of 97, what's the go-to adult beverage for this weekend?
St. Arnold.
This weekend?
You got a promo code or anything, Joe?
No, we're doing the call library? Them and tell them that you heard about them from me.
There you go.
Beer for an hour.
You have to call?
Or website.
That sounds good. Sounds really good. Somebody was, you see the Michael Kay thing where he was telling A-Rod that he should come back for one more at bat so it resets his Hall of Fame clock?
Yeah.
So somebody else took that and said, like, he should go play with the Rockies so he can get four more home runs because he's at 696.
Okay.
How many games would it take for Alex Rodriguez right now to hit four more Major League Baseball home runs?
Is he getting drug tested?
I don't know.
I think he could get there in a season.
A whole season?
Yeah.
I think he could do it. Yeah, he could do it in a season.
Because he's been gone for how long now?
Quite a while.
5 years, I guess, because if it's going to reset his clock... I think he's about to.
I feel
run
like
out.
It's been longer than 5 years. I think. Did he retire before COVID?
How long is your clock? 5 years or 10 years? Oh, that was five years.
Five.
So it's within 5 years. If Michael Kay is saying that you should come back for one at bat to restart your clock, it has to have been within 5 years.
No, but don't you?
Wait, no.
Don't you
no,
fall
no,
off the ballot at some point? I think he's talking about resetting that clock.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to. I think you can't go on for 5 years.
That's right. That's
yeah, you
right.
Can't go on
that's
for five
yeah.
years.
I think he retired pre-COVID.
So that's what. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's what yeah. he's doing. He's trying to reset the count. That way he gets a longer time away from his scandal. That's
Rockies?
Right. That's right.
Would you go Rockies or would you go like Sacramento?
That's a good point.
Go minor league ballpark.
Well, probably whoever's going to have you.
Yeah. Sacramento might.
Well, they're only going to be in Sacramento. Well, I guess they could just do it next year. This will be their next
Sacramento
year.
Will be the easier place to do it, I think.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at the home run factors. But Sacramento would make some sense.
Cincinnati would make some sense.
Why?
It's a good home run park.
Is it more? Not more than Sacramento.
Probably not.
Not more than
it'd be
Colorado.
Top five-ish. Then?
Probably. What do you want to live in the Midwest, though?
No, probably not.
I mean, maybe 90 games.
Yeah, I think you could do it in a season.
100 games, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what his swing looks
if
like.
If he only played in 81 games, all 81 games at home in Colorado or Sacramento, you get it.
Junkie, so you spit toothpaste in the shower? Of course. There's a drain there.
You don't swallow it.
There's way worse things that goes down that drain than toothpaste.
True.
Speaking of not being still, which one of y'all plays with something on the table there?
What? That's Brandon.
What are you talking about?
By the way, A-Rod's last year was 2016.
Oh, wow. 10 years ago?
Yeah.
So maybe it's 10 years from retirement.
I think that's when you maybe fall off. I don't know remember all the rules. I just know that like after
you
a certain amount
off,
of time,
that's
you
what
fall
it is.
Off.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You fall off 10 years after retirement.
Yeah.
Or if you don't get enough percentage of the vote.
Yeah, like Berkman. He didn't get enough year one. He was off.
So it's 5 years before you can be inducted. And then it's 10 years before you can fall off unless you don't have a percentage of the
Something
vote.
Like that.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Glad we could figure that out. The more you know with Jeremy and Joe. All right, Junkie of the Day. Who's your Junkie of the Day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
If you miss John and Lance, you missed this.
I just need there to be a better feeling around the team.
About chemistry?
Yeah, it really is chemistry. I just hope Kevin Durant doesn't get his Twitter fingers going again.
Weekday mornings from 7 to 10. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
What's your junkie of the day? Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Junkie Brian testing his gag reflex with bad toothbrush depth perception. That's a good point. Where do you notice your depth perception being poor the most?
This is embarrassing, but running into doorways at home.
Really?
Like the frame of the door. Like if I don't put my... I know, this is bad for me. If I don't put my hand out as I'm walking through a doorway, I'll hit my shoulder or my hip onto the side of it all the time.
This explains why you're a terrible Parker.
In your opinion, yes, I can see how that would explain it.
Keith Olbermann's depth perception so bad, he's not allowed to drive.
Yeah, that's part of why I wear glasses, yeah. But I don't know if mine's as bad as Olbermann's, obviously, but that is part of why I have glasses.
I'm a little worried about you.
Well, thank you for your concern.
Junkie says, Junkie of the Day is BMAC for needing a mirror to brush his teeth.
I feel like I might win.
713-780-ESPN, who's your Junkie of the Day? Josh from Seabrook says, whoever on Twitter that suggested bringing back Brock Osweiler in lieu of Graham Mertz's ACL tear. I don't think you used in
Gross.
Lieu correctly there. In lieu usually means instead of,
instead
right?
Instead of, yeah.
Yeah.
He said bringing back Brock Osweiler in lieu of Graham Mertz's ACL tear. So, like, in lieu would mean that you're signing Graham Mertz's ACL tear.
Yeah.
That's not the proper unit, Josh from Seabrook. More you know with Jeremy and Joe. I nominate Josh from Seabrook.
I think that's fair. That's a good nomination.
Yeah.
In lieu of his nomination, he gets nominated for a poor usage of in lieu.
Bingo. Got it.
Love it.
All right. What are you nominating for Junkie of the Day?
Calling Adam Lambert, Peter Lambert.
That's not bad.
That's weak. That's a weak one.
It still deserves a nomination.
It's not as bad as though.
No.
Jason Duhamel.
It's not a winning nomination.
That's just because I don't know that guy's name.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to nominate Tyrese Haliburton for just crying on podcast.
Haliburton.
because he says he's being disrespected by the NBA.
What?
He says his return should be a big deal.
What they want? They want? He wants to everybody retire his number?
Yeah, he wants his return to be a big deal, and he's upset publicly that his first game of the season is on the road in New Orleans.
That's ridiculous.
That's yes. soft take.
Like, you're not that. Like,
the
you're
egos
not that
of athletes is insane.
Yeah. Like, his return, he thinks it should be on national television at home against, like, the 76ers.
I mean, this is how athletes get treated, though. He's the top player in Indiana.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
They
you
put
play
him
for
on
Indiana,
Netflix shows.
You play for Indiana, and you couldn't get off the bench for Team USA.
He hit clutch shots. This is the ego of guys.
Though. I know, but he doesn't deserve prime
Pacers
time.
Pacers is the answer why you're not in prime time.
Yeah, and he is, too. He's not. He's a fun player, but he's not a superstar.
No, he's not. That's bad. I nominate the Seattle Seahawks for signing Terry Arnold.
Yeah. Didn't see that. I didn't think anyone would actually do it.
Glad it wasn't the Texans. And then there was a Colts special teams coach that got rolled up on and hurt his knee.
Apparently, like, real bad.
What did it do?
Multiple torn.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
He merged it?
As long as he still has his leg, it'll be all right. He's just a coach.
That's true. And coach from the top, from the press box.
We're on crutches.
It's true.
Ryan?
I'll nominate our guy, Cal. For getting Andy Kalou his career wrong by a full Andy Kalou career.
Yep.
And then also bragging about being undefeated overseas when it's 1-0.
Undefeated.
Undefeated. 1-0.
He's right.
Undefeated. It is.
But he's used the joke so many times for a 1-0 record.
It's a weak brag.
Like, if you're going to use it multiple times, it's going to be one of your go-tos about your England record. It needs to be, like, at least 3-0.
That's...
Well, 1-0. We're undefeated.
We're undefeated.
There. We hope to stay that way. And it throws up the guns.
Help me out. Help me out, Hannah.
Did you play there, Indy? We were there 19. When did your career end?
Oh, what did he say when Indy told him no?
Gosh. God damn it.
He says, whatever.
Oh,
Dadgummit.
Yeah, Dadgummit. Yeah, that's what it was. I need to pull that as a
very drop. Philip Riversy.
Yeah, it was.
Dadgummit.
I can see them being right.
I still think there's a chance he was joking.
I don't.
About getting the time frame wrong?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He's like, Indy, no were you chance. There? You old man? You know?
Yeah, no.
Kinda how you...
There's no chance.
Yeah, you're probably right. No. Junkie says I didn't finish the show yesterday, but if Branham didn't win with his Mayday debacle yesterday, he needs to win it. I won.
He won.
Landslide.
I won. Without a... it was a landslide. All right, what's winning?
For the first time in show history.
Oh.
Cal McNair.
Yeah.
Okay. You guy. Let me off the hook?
That was my vote, too.
Yeah, you get a pass. Cool.
What was Brian's? Sweet. Oh, the toothbrush thing?
Yeah. I thought I was going to win for
he's
that.
Right in the doors.
He's got a medical issue.
Yeah, Cal's just Cal.
Cal's just Cal.
Well, he might have a medical issue, too.
Yeah, different one.
Yeah, but one Cal, well. Cal, junkie of the day. Congrats, Cal.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Cal's going to be cooking up burgers next week.
I know.
So I'm disappointed I'm going to miss that.
The cook gal.
I got a host for Dell.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian's hosting for Dell on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Him and Mavis.
There you go.
Sorry, Twitch.
The bullpen during the
thanks for that, Joe. What a vote of confidence.
All right, that's it for us. Thanks
can
to Brian for the
Joe?
Homework.
Can he steal it at the buzzer?
No,
that wasn't damn a junkie it. Of the day. That was a nice little rib, I thought.
Damn it.
Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you on Monday, Houston. Have a great weekend, everybody, all right?
Jeremy just ignites everything, right? He's the guy that gets things going.
ESPN 97.5.